With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Helena Mayer and Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Wilmot Collins has admitted in court to rear-ending another vehicle, but he's contesting a charge that he left the scene of the accident. The Independent Record reports Collins appeared before Lewis and Clark County Justice of the Peace Mike Swingley today over the May 20 accident. He pleaded guilty to careless driving and was fined $50 plus a $35 surcharge. He pleaded not guilty to failure to remain at the scene. No trial date has been set on that misdemeanor charge. Collins says he initially didn't believe he hit the vehicle stopped in front of him and drove away. He pulled over after the other driver flagged him down. The two drivers dispute who left first after Collins gave her his business card. A vintage airplane known as Miss Montana, which has been restored by volunteers in Missoula, has landed in England. The Missoulian reports the World War II era plane and its six-member crew took 10 days to make the trip to Duxford Air Base, landing today. Miss Montana and 14 other planes plan to fly across the English Channel to Normandy, France, to commemorate the D-Day invasion. An avalanche left more than a dozen bicyclists trapped for hours on Glacier National Park's Going to the Sun Road yesterday. Crews worked to plow through the snow and get the bikers back to safety. Nick Mott reports.
First, around 1 p.m., a rock slide closed the road just above a tight switchback known as the Loop.
That actually closed the road to even emergency vehicles.
That's Lauren Alley, park spokesperson. But lots of people were already past that point on the road, and around 3 o'clock, near the Triple Arches area, an avalanche dumped a thick blanket of wet snow across the road. That's from a video taken by cyclist Devin Robinson. The slide trapped 13 cyclists as snow tumbled down the slope for hours.
They had quite an afternoon.
From the time of the rock slide, it took about 8 hours for crews to get through the rock and snow.
Thankfully, there were no injuries. Certainly, people got a little bit cold and I imagine fairly hungry.
Allie says people flocked to Glacier National Park this holiday weekend. On Memorial Day alone, more than 400 people hitched a ride on the park's free hiker and biker shuttle service.
It was definitely a very busy day.
Most of them hoped to go where cars aren't yet allowed, namely sections of Going to the Sun Road that won't open to vehicles until mid-June or July. The winding, awe-inspiring road hugs cliff sides as it crawls over the Continental Divide spanning the width of the park. The problem is, as you get higher on the road, lots of terrain is prone to avalanches.
It's definitely a dynamic area, an area where you need to have your wits about you and a little bit of an understanding about what's going on.
As icy mornings turn to warm, sunny days, Allie says those types of wet slides are fairly common in the park.
We actually see rock slides happen all year long. Certainly avalanche activity happens primarily in the earlier season, which can happen all the way through June.
So she says to watch out for fresh snow near the road and make sure to bring warm gear and enough food and water. Mornings are safer than afternoons as things heat up. And if hikers come across an avalanche slide, never try to cross it. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio.
At least $3.8 million was spent to influence Montana lawmakers' work during the first 3 months of this year. That's with one more month's worth of lobbyist spending reports for the 2019 legislative session yet to be filed. The deadline for that's today. Corin Cates-Carney reports.
Lobbying dollars can include things like paying a lawyer to speak against a bill in a public hearing, putting up advertisements backing a piece of legislation, or picking up the tab when discussing a specific policy with a lawmaker over a steak dinner. The amount of money spent on lobbying in Montana's legislative sessions is regularly more than is spent on the campaigns to get state lawmakers elected. That's been true in every legislative session since 2011, according to data compiled by the National Institute on Money and Politics, and 2011 is as far back as the group's lobbying data goes. This year, more than $1 million was reportedly spent during each of the first three disclosure periods. The total will be larger when final numbers are required to be turned in to the State Commissioner of Political Practices Tuesday. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
A former Montana sheriff's deputy has pleaded guilty to sexual exploitation of a child. The Great Falls Tribune reports 52-year-old Virgil Allen Wolf entered his plea May 17th. He faces a mandatory minimum of 15 years up to 30 years in federal prison when he's sentenced on August 29th. His trial had been scheduled to begin today. Wolf was arrested in February on 80 state charges after a 17-year-old girl reported him. 13,000 acres of land in the lower Blackfoot watershed may become public. Today, the Bureau of Land Management released an environmental assessment on a proposal to do that in collaboration with the Nature Conservancy, a 30-day public comment period to evaluate the impacts of acquiring the land has started. The land is in the Belmont Creek area, 25 miles northeast of Missoula, made famous by its appearance in Norman MacLean's novel, A River Runs Through It. The proposal intends to improve public access for recreation while maintaining forest management projects. Land would be acquired in phases, proposing about one-third of the acres to be acquired by late fall of this year, using funds allocated by Congress from the Land and Water Conservation Fund. This year's allocation of $3 million will allow the BLM to acquire approximately 4,800 acres of the 13,000 acres by late fall of 2019. A link to make public comments is available on our website, mtpr.org. Numerous members of the U.S. House from the Pacific Northwest, including Montana Congressman Greg Gianforte, have signed a letter in support of removing gray wolves from the Endangered Species Act in the lower 48 states. Today's letter was signed by 34 bipartisan House members and will be submitted as a public comment in the Federal Register. Republican Dan Newhouse of Washington says the recovery of gray wolves is a success and management should be turned over to the states. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.